Speaking publicly about the documents, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously.
President Biden at a summit in Mexico City Tuesday. He's talking for the first time publicly about those possibly classified documents found in his former office. Republicans, including Speaker Kevin McCarthy, are upset that it took the White House more than 2 months to reveal the documents had been found. He tells Fox News,
they've gotten away with so much for so long. This was discovered before the last election, just like the laptop. They think they can lie to the American public. They think they can control the media, control companies to shut down if one media company writes about it. They think they're above the law.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has tapped U.S. Attorney John Lausch, a Trump appointee, to review the matter. President Biden arrived back in Washington just after midnight from the leader summit in Mexico City. Federal charges filed against the suspect in the machete attack in New York's Times Square.
The Department of Justice says Trevor Thomas Bickford has been charged with attempting to kill officers, U.S. government officials, and those assisting them, accused of attacking three New York City police officers with a large knife on New Year's Eve. Officials shooting the teen in the shoulder after he allegedly shouted Allahu Akbar before charging at officers working with the FBI near Times Square. Bickford, who also faces state charges, including attempted murder, remains in custody and will be transported to face federal charges filed in the Southern District of New York.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. And the Mega Millions jackpot did it again. It outfoxed the millions of players. No one won Tuesday night's drawing, so Friday's grand prize is worth an estimated $1.35 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Millions of people in California remain under flood warnings, with more than 160,000 without power and at least 17 dead. This after a string of six atmospheric river storms has racked the state, and forecasters say at least three more storms are expected by next Wednesday. In Illinois, a controversial clemency hearing for a convicted murderer.
Robert Turner was sentenced to death for the 1985 rape and murder of suburban Chicago teen 16-year-old Bridget Drobny in downstate Macoupin County, Illinois, a death sentence that was commuted in 2003, though now a reform group called the Illinois Prison Project appears before the Illinois Prisoner Review Board asking that Turner be freed, they say because he's a model inmate and a changed man.
Why would they do that?
The victim's family not buying it.
That innate evil. The things that he did to my sister, that doesn't change.
He needs to give penance for the crime that he committed. Walking free is not bad.
The Macoupin County State's Attorney also in court to object to Turner's clemency petition. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Golden Globes trying to make a comeback after years of criticism and scandal. Stars turned out for the awards ceremony Tuesday night in Los Angeles.
With Ryan Murphy accepting the Carol Burnett Award, while Eddie Murphy received the Cecil B. DeMille Award, Sean Penn introduced Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky for a sobering moment, while Jennifer Coolidge thanked the White Lotus creator Mike White in her acceptance speech.
You sort of changed my life in a million different ways, and my neighbors are speaking to me, things like that.
Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The show was broadcast on NBC. One actor who could not be there, the star of Yellowstone, Kevin Costner, says the floods in L.A. prevented him from attending. And stocks closed higher after Fed Chairman Powell said the central bank remains strongly committed to lowering inflation. The Dow up 186 points. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.